In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSERP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSERP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
What's up, San Diego? Happy Tuesday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Sir Prenant. This is the Brayden Sir Prenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Sir Prenant. We'll be taking it up to 2 o'clock, and Gwen and Chris... full shows now at this point in time. No preemptions with Padres baseball. Although Gwen and Chris do get preempted still for NFL football. This is the home of the NFL. Home of the NFL. Thursday nights, Monday nights. We had a good Monday night football game last night. We'll talk about later on in the show. We'll get to our overreactions for week one later on in the show. We'll talk some college football later on in the show. Aztec football. Aztec's 2 wins away from a bowl game. They're 1 win away from hitting their over. I told you to take the over on wins. I told you to take the over on wins for Aztecs football. I hope they don't lose 8 straight now or 7 straight, whatever it is. But I tell you what, one more win and they will win the they will get the over on their particular deal. Did you see Cole Brooks's comment in the chat, Frank, before we get into things?
I did not, no.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up for you. Frog and dog. But it's a hot dog for the natural casings.
Yeah, I get it.
That's
get it.
Hilarious. I got to explain it to the audience. I got to explain it to the audience. All right. So that's all the stuff we're going to do later on in the show. And as we continue this off-season Padres baseball, as we still have postseason baseball going on, and what a collapse it was for Philadelphia last night against the Dodgers. I mean, I got a couple of guys on my softball team. You know, our guy Crum, dude. It's been a tough week for Mike Crum, let me tell you. As a guy that's a Philly fan for everything, and he's like a pseudo Penn State, not really a Penn State guy, but pseudo because of Saquon Barkley and all the Penn State guys that the Eagles happen to have. I'll tell you right now, it sucks to be a Philly fan right now, does it not? I'm not shedding a tear. They won a Super Bowl last year. Eagles lost over the weekend. Phillies look awful. Philadelphia looks awful. I mean, what are they doing? Do you know Philadelphia is now 1-5 in their last six home playoff games? Did you know that, Frank? If I would have known that going in, I don't know why I didn't research this. I would have liked to take the Dodgers path.
Well,
maybe
you know.
Winning the division would have been better. Playing Philly in Philly. Apparently, it's not hard to beat them there.
Well, for some.
For some. I guess not in the playoffs, not in the last handful of years. I mean, Philadelphia last night turned into a team that looked like they forgot to play baseball. They forgot how they forgot how to win games the way the Phillies win games against the Dodgers. Dodgers put up a four spot in the seventh inning. Philadelphia gets one in the eighth, two in the ninth, had opportunities. I don't know what they were doing with the bunt. I mean, both teams tried to throw that game away. Dodgers end up winning 4-3. They improve to 2-0 in the series. They're one win away from advancing to the NLCS. On the other side, I mean, what a different team the Cubs look like against Milwaukee. I mean, Milwaukee has been just bouncing back every single chance they get in this series. Cubs jumped out to a lead in both games in the first inning, and the Brewers answered right after, immediately. Game one, Chicago jumped out to a 1-0 lead, and then Milwaukee bludgeoned them in the bottom half of the first. And then last night, Chicago's like, all right, well, one run wasn't the case. Let's put up three. And you know what Milwaukee did with two outs? They hit a three-run bomb to tie things up at three. Then they hit another bomb. Jackson Churio hit a bomb later on in the game to make it 7-3, and Milwaukee now has a two-game lead in that series. I mean, you have a chance to potentially get three sweeps in the divisional series. That's not good for Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball obviously has their own problems, but playoff series getting sweeps in it while you're competing for football, not great. Not great. I mean, the only series so far that's been remotely good has been Seattle and Detroit. And that series is tied at one. Tonight is Seattle and Detroit. That game will start at 1 o'clock Pacific time on Fox Sports 1. And then Toronto and the Yankees will start at 5 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. Detroit trying to take a 2-1 lead in the series. I guess Seattle's technically trying to do that too. Toronto trying to sweep the Yankees in three. I mean, that series hasn't even been close. Hasn't even been close, Toronto, New York. But that's what's going on in Major League Baseball. Now in Padres world, okay? The last, you know, yesterday was kind of the end of the postmortem in reacting to the season. And I thought we probably did a better job handling that than some of the people in the clubhouse. I will say that. So now it's, where do the Padres go from here? And we're going to spend the 11 o'clock hour talking about that. We're going to talk more about it at 10:35. I mean, we'll dive deeper into these ALDS and NLDS series here in this particular hour. 11 o'clock hour is going to be all Padres. And then we'll start talking about college and NFL football later on in the show. Where do the Padres go from here is a question that we're going to have to answer. And there's some things that we want to talk about. I mean, obviously the lack of power, which equaled the predictable demise of the San Diego Padres. What the payroll's going to be like. AJ Preller, the future flexibility that the team may or may not have. Culture, leadership, and next level mentality. All being discussed in the 11 o'clock hour. The rotation outlook. The Darvish dilemma. What do you do with Yu Darvish? The positions of need going into the offseason. And then, of course, the biggest question marks. First base, DH, where the team needs a true power threat. And then talking about what is likely to happen and what probably a lot of Padres fans would want to happen. That's all coming up at the 11 o'clock hour. But an interesting question, I think, that needs to be answered. And I'll ask the question. And you guys could tell me. Give me a call, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let me ask you this question. Are the Padres built to win, or are they built to just compete? I think that's an interesting way to look at this team. I mean, obviously, they're competitive. They've won, they've made the playoffs for the last 6 years, but they have nothing to really show for it. They have put together competitive teams. It's way better than it was before. I don't think anybody's bitching about that. Is this team built to win? Or are they just built to compete? As of right now, I would say that the Padres are built to compete. I wouldn't say they're really built to win. Teams that are built to win don't have as many flaws as the San Diego Padres have. Teams that are built to win have the stars at the top, can add a piece here and there to fully put their roster together, and have some players coming up through the minor leagues. Only a couple. They don't need a lot. I'm not saying go like farm system team, but have an answer down below that can come up and fill in when they need to. They don't have to make all their wholesale changes at the trade deadline. Those are teams built to win. Teams that are built to compete are the teams kind of like what the Padres have right now. They have good competitive players. You can go out there and take a chance on a guy like a Gavin Sheets. Like, that's a team that's built to compete. Taking a chance on some veteran players. And when it works out, it works out. Right? I go back to 2 years ago. Donovan Solano. David Peralta. That's the chance you took. That is a team that's able to compete. Not really a team that's built to win. That's a team that's built to compete. Even this year's team, they're built to compete. They got young talent, guys like Jackson Merrill, Fernando Tatis Jr. They got players that are veteran players, that are good players, aging, but good. Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts. They have good, solid starting pitching. Not unbelievable starting pitching, but good, solid starting pitching. Michael King, Dylan Cease can eat a lot of innings. Yu Darvish. The team, to me, is a team that's built to compete. They're not a team that's built to win. I look at the LA Dodgers. Now, their budget's a little bit different. That's a team that's built to win. That's a team that's built to win year in and year out. Other teams currently in the playoffs that are built to win. Apparently, the Milwaukee Brewers are built to win. I mean, every single year, they're right there at the door, and they got good starting pitching. But I wouldn't really use them as an example. I think right now, the way that things shake out with some of these teams that are still left in the playoffs, Seattle has done a really good job of building a team that can compete and a team that probably is close to winning. I think the Yankees are a team that is probably more built to compete than built to win. I think you're seeing that right now. This year's playoffs is obviously very interesting for that. But you can't tell me, you look at the Padres roster and go, this is the best roster that we can put together. This is the best roster that I'm going to roll with that's going to win a World Series. I don't think a lot of people thought that. I thought last year's team was built to win. I thought last year's team was built to win. I thought this year's team was built to compete. I really do. I mean, look at some of the players. And here's the thing. The trade deadline has saved the Padres the last handful of years. The trade deadline should be just adding a piece or two to facilitate what you've been missing. That's what the Mariners did. I thought last year's team was a little bit more built to win. When you look at this year's team, I mean, people didn't even want Dylan Cease to start a playoff game. How is that a team that's built to win and not a team that's built to compete? There's nothing wrong with having a team that's built to compete. But a team that's built to win has a deep bench. A team that's built to win has starting pitching. You're not having to go with a bullpen day. A team that's built to win has no flaws in a lot of different places. They might have a couple, right? Like maybe defense lacks a little bit. Maybe a couple spots in the order is not really good. Maybe you have a couple of guys that are just defensive only. But they're a team that's built to compete, not a team that's built to win. How do the Padres get to a spot that's a team that's built to win? That's going to be decided in this offseason. Again, I thought last year's team was a team that might have been built, that could have been built to win. They just didn't finish it together. But overall, the roster, it's a very competitive team the Padres have. And that's way better than it was before. But the question remains, and it was talked about in Kevin Acey's daily newsletter a couple of days ago, it needs to not be about making the playoffs. It needs to be about winning in the playoffs. And to me, that's the biggest difference between a team that's a competitive team and team that is built to win. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. We will also dive into a couple other things with this divisional series. How everything shakes out, we'll keep you updated on what's going on around Major League Baseball. And then later on in the hour, where do the Padres go from here on trying to be one of these four teams that are left in the National League? Trying to be one of the eight teams that are left in Major League Baseball. Just getting started on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our boy Vince in Chula Vista keeps calling in right when we try to put him on. He hangs up. Give us a call, Vince. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. See Rod calling out Clay in the South Bay in the chat? Why are they trading Joe Flacco? I don't know. What do they need Joe Flacco for? They got Dylan Gabriel now. They're still still losing anyway. All right. We're talking about the Padres built to compete and the Padres built to win. By the way, I saw this last night. People are still freaking out about the Trevor Hoffman throughout the first pitch in Milwaukee last night. I mean, I saw that. I was like, what? Like, out of all the players you picked, like you picked Trevor, that's more of a question to me on the Brewers. I mean, I can't knock Trevor. It's one of the teams he played for. It just out of all the players, Brewers, like that's the guy that you decided to pick. 97-3 the game in Milwaukee, which is that one of our sister stations? Are they an Odyssey station?
I would believe so.
You would guess, right? See. No, they're not.
They're not
a sister station. By the way, their logo kind of looks like ours, and
it does.
There's some people that thought we tweeted that out yesterday. They think that we tweeted that out yesterday, and I couldn't believe how many people were upset about it. No, that's not us. We did not tweet that out. 97.3 The Game has a Packers logo on there. Why would we have a Packers logo for our deal?
Because, dude.
Oh, is this a Packers station during the fall?
Listen, man. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Wasn't your week to watch them?
Nope, was not my week to watch the game. It was not my week to watch
the Packers.
No.
It's never my week to watch the Packers. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Vince in Chula Vista. Vince, what's going on?
Hey, Braden, always good to get on with you. I think you're exactly right about the team built to win road that you're going down. And, you know, just a couple thoughts here. For pitchers, their window closes hard and fast. And so if you look at Yu Darvish, 39 years old, his window may have closed hard and fast. I don't know what they expect to get out of Yu Darvish going forward. Joe Musgrove is going to be a question mark until he comes back in spring training and you see how healthy he becomes. And then as I look at the team from last year and the team this year, and this may just be me, I'm an old school kind of guy. When they celebrated like it was New Year's Eve for finishing fifth, I get it that the baseball season is a long grind. I absolutely get it. But, man, you know, we've been down this road before with this team. And to celebrate that way for finishing fifth was kind of beyond me. And knowing that you're going to go into a playoff series against the Cub team that I think scored, I don't know, 150 more runs than the Padres scored. And the pitching, you know, in that series, they only gave up 6 runs, but we only scored 5. And so it just didn't feel good going into that series. And so I think in the off season, and I've read plenty of articles that I think you guys are all spot on, we need to get back to slug. There's got to be some slugging on this team. I don't think Luis Arraez is long for this team. I would go in a different route there. So they got to build that up. They've got to get some pitching, and they're going to have some options with the super bullpen that they put together. And I'm sure AJ will build up. But I'll leave you with this. And I always use this with where I work. To get where we want to go, we got to do things differently. What got us here will not get us there. And this is a results-based business. They're going to have to retool and come back to this, because it also cannot be more glaring how far away we are from being the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the best team in baseball. They're making a wreck of Philadelphia. They're going to clean that up, and then they're going to win it again, because I don't think there's any team left that can hang with the Dodgers. And we may think we're close. We're not. And so that's going to be interesting as well. So that's it, Braden, for me. Thank you, as always, for letting me join in on the conversation. I so appreciate you, man. Keep going.
I appreciate you, Vince. Thanks again for the phone call. All right, lot to break down there. Okay, the celebration thing, you know, it is what it is. They're going to celebrate. I had this, like, you know, and I'm seeing it right now at the high school level. There's just so much, like, look at me BS and just sport. But that's society now. I mean, we're all about ourselves. I mean, this is we are a very selfish society. I see it all the time. I mean, I look at our trip to De La Salle this weekend, and we're, like, doing all this, like, BS before and hooting and hollering and, like, trying to do this intimidation BS. And honestly, I look across, De La Salle could really give a rat's ass what we're doing. They're just like, all right, here's another team that think they could beat us. They're going to, talk a big game. I was embarrassed. I mean, to be honest with you, I was embarrassed. I mean, we got high school teams that walk out with a boombox, like a speaker, thinking they're sick, and then they get their ass kicked. But they don't really care. They just care about what they look like. They just care about, like, oh, how's this going to look on social media? I mean, I know so many high school teams that have kids that care more about their personal accolades than winning games. Which, you know what? We created this. As a society, we created this. And if it's going on at the high school level, it's probably going on a lot of different levels. I don't coach youth sports. I have watched a couple Pop Warner games this year because they're getting played all over the place. And so when I get out of film on Saturday, like the Del Mar Coastal Bears, I'm watching, I'm just going like, everybody is out for themselves. It's baffling to me. But that's what it is. That's the society we've created. So when you see these guys celebrate, they don't care. You know, things bigger than themselves. I mean, you still have some of those guys in the pros. It's going to get worse, guys. Watch college athletics. College athletes would rather have their own accolades than winning games. You're already starting to see that in the pros in baseball. AJ Pierzynski said it on a podcast. Guys don't want to steal bases because it's going to hurt them in arbitration. I'm not saying it's wrong, but what I'm saying is don't be surprised when the team winning is not their ultimate goal. And I'm not saying that's what the Padres are doing, but in general, that's what a lot of these teams have. That is what we have created for sports. It is definitely me above we. I mean, the high school level is like gross watching this. It's on our team. It's on the teams we play. I have yet to see a team this season that is all about us, common goal to win. The only team I actually really saw do that was De La Salle. I'm going to be honest with you. I have watched a lot of high school football teams play. You see it on the PPR. Teams getting their ass handed to them on the PPR. Kids like celebrating a sack. Bro, you're down 45 points right now. You ain't that sick. It's going to sound like old man yells at clouds. I mean, but the reality of the situation is this is what we have done. This is what we've created in sports. So that's from like the celebration thing. They're going to celebrate. I don't really have a problem with that. And at the end of the day, Major League Baseball is about entertainment. They're there to entertain. And of course, like the fans living and dying on every pitch and every play and winning baseball games. But there's a lot of players out there that care about their own stuff. And it's every high school. I've seen it. It's crazy. Other things that he brought up. Now, here's the thing that they have mentioned. The players have mentioned that they want to fix this. It was in Kevin Acey's daily newsletter. It's about the culture leadership and the next level mentality. And I agree with this. So it gets to a point. Now, this is how this works, right? There are a lot of players. We have created the society in professional sports where it's a lot of me over we. That is probably more common. That's not every player. There's a lot of players out there that still want to win. Like Jackson Merrill to me is a guy that is doing whatever it takes to win. He took less money to stay with the Padres. He is doing whatever it takes to get out there and win baseball games. They have some of those guys. That's why it's such a breath of fresh air to watch him play. Type of player that I like to tell the kids that I coach to be more like. Be more like Jackson Merrill. Because when you play for something that's bigger than yourself, all of those personal accolades that you're worried about because you're thinking about, you know, and you know what? This is the market we've created. Because you have to brand yourself on social media. You got to be able to get recruited to go to college. You can get the big contract, right, in NIL money, or to get drafted into Major League Baseball. I mean, this is the clout wins in this day and age, in this world. It's clout. I mean, influencers doing their whatever they're doing. They're not doing anything spectacular. They look pretty. They tell you to go eat a burrito at a place that you know it's great already. But I was like, oh, that person did it. I got to go to that. It's what we've created. That's what society is nowadays. And it's hard to reel kids back in. It's only going to get worse unless we affect it at the youth level. But back to what the Padres have now thought about. Now, here's the thing. You get to a point now as a player when you're thinking about it from a personal standpoint. Now you start to get embarrassed of not winning, and you start to change the mentality. So here's what some of the players that were saying, and I'm not saying the Padres players are like this, but I am noticing it more and more around professional sports, and I am noticing it more and more around the college sports, and definitely at the high school and youth level. Padres culture is described as strong and a family, according to Jackson Merrill, but some inside the organization, I'm getting this from Kevin Acey's newsletter from a couple of days ago, but some inside the organization believe they lack a killer instinct. I don't think it's just them. I think a lot of teams lack that killer instinct. I see it a lot. But the Padres, they think that they lack that killer instinct. I don't necessarily disagree with them. Veterans are hoping that Jackson Merrill, who turns 23 in April, steps into a vocal leadership role. I think the best thing for the Padres would be for Jackson Merrill to do that. If the veterans in the clubhouse are hoping that Merrill is going to start stepping up and being a leader and lead by example, I think that's a good step in the right direction. I think that's a good step in the right direction. Ramon Laureano, newcomer, who's expected to be back next year because his club option's so cheap, it's ridiculous. $6.5 million, are you kidding me? Newcomer Ramon Laureano, also seen as someone who brought much-needed edge. They call it edge. They said edge. He does bring an edge. Mike Shildt praised the team chemistry and resilience. But internally, voices say talent and chemistry aren't enough. It's about a ruthless mentality to finish the job. I do like the sound of that. I do like the sound of that. I think the Padres need to get into a position, and they know it. They've said it. I'm not making this up. Go look at the newsletter. These are actual quotes from people inside the clubhouse. They're looking for that killer instinct. And maybe losing this series and maybe making the playoffs for the last 6 years and not advancing to the World Series is what the Padres need to be like. We need to get to the next level. Just making the playoffs isn't good enough for us. It's about that killer instinct to try to make it to the World Series and finish the job and go win games and not just kind of coast along and go, well, we're going to be in the playoffs. I like this change. I like it a lot. And so when you look at this Padres team in the future, some of those culture and leadership and next level mentality ideas is a step in the right direction. So where do the Padres go from here? Well, we'll answer that question when we come back on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Credit Show, live and locally today from 10 to 2. We're into the what goes on from here postmortem conversation. Talked a little bit about the culture, leadership, next level mentality. I mean, that's all great and fun and dandy. This is a action over words show. And we've been told a lot of words from the Padres about, and their players, about how they're going to do this and do that, and we're the grittiest team of all time and all this other stuff. They need to start doing it. I do think, I agree with the comments that they had about their clubhouse. They said it. They said they need that killer instinct. You can, as they played, you can see that they didn't have that killer instinct. So we'll see what they work on or in the offseason and what they can do in spring training to get that said killer instinct. Now, the payroll thing is very interesting to me. We're going to talk about that in a little bit because that obviously affects the other areas of concern, like lack of power, what the rotation's going to look like, positions of need, all of that thing, all of those things. Talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. But where do the Padres go from here? As they sit, they've made the playoffs 4 of the last 6 years. Great, fantastic. It's great to make the playoffs. I think now it needs to be, we need to win in the postseason. I think collectively it's not now about just making the playoffs. It needs to be about winning in the playoffs. That's the difference between having a team that's built to compete versus a team that's built to win. Do you want to get your phone calls? 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Frank is hard at work. But Frank, so far in the first couple of segments that we've talked about with the Padres, built to compete versus built to win, as well as the clubhouse culture of what they've said. How do you evaluate what we've talked about the last couple of segments?
I think the team has something going for them, for sure. The front office, I think, is the right front office. I think the manager and, for the most part, the coaching staff is the right one. The team is solid. It is good enough to compete every single year. It is a year after year perennial competitive team. That being said, you can take a perennial competitor and you can stumble your way into winning. It has happened before. But that the feeling of the team as it is right now, that is what I feel like it would be doing. If it wins, they will stumble into winning. They will find the right path. They will catch teams at the worst time and be able to take advantage of it. I don't see this team as a winner on merit or a perennial winner. They are a perennial competitor right now.
I think so, too. I think last year's team was built to win a World Series. Didn't work out. It's not going to work out every single time. I think this year's team was a competitive team, and they're going to be... This is what I said during the offseason. I said this almost every Sunday during the offseason. People are like, I don't know if this team's going to make the playoffs. Or what? When you have... And this is why I got from the open. You can't punt on a Manny Machado prime year. With Manny and Xander and Fernando and guys like Jackson Merrill and even Jake Cronenworth, if you look at the roster, that roster is still better than most of the National League. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
I mean, start looking at it.
It's a top six. It is easily a top six team in the National League.
Correct. You have to be in the top 12 teams in Major League Baseball out of 30 teams. You basically have to be just better than mediocre, and you're going to make the playoffs. The Padres for the next 5 years, with the roster that they have locked in for the next 5 years, is a top 12 baseball team. You know what that is a team of? That is a team that's built to what, Frank?
That is a team that is built to compete.
That is a team that is built to compete. This team is built to compete. This team is not built to win a World Series. It's not. They have too many issues, like not having slug and not having enough starting pitching where you're confident. How many people thought, based on the roster and not the whole dynamic of Padre, like not the dynamic of the playoffs, of anything can happen in the playoffs, but by the dynamic of this is our roster compared to everybody else's roster, we're going to make a run. How many people thought this team was a World Series caliber team? Not a lot. We didn't get a lot. Most of the people, like from people that either commented on YouTube or gave us a phone call or texted, not one person was like, this is our best foot forward. This is the best team we can put together to win a World Series. Did anybody think this team was better at potentially? Did anybody think that this roster had a better chance of winning a World Series than last year's roster? Tell me. I'd love to know. I don't have the feeling, at least as a Padres fan growing up in town, there has not been a lot of times where I'm like, this team can win a World Series. Last year, I thought they could. Last year, I thought they could. This year is like, eh. We'll see what they can do. Like, they're solid, but they're not. I mean, the way that they played the last 2 months, I wasn't watching those games going like, nobody can beat these guys. That 2022 team was relentless. It just felt like they were going to win every single night. With this 2025 team, sorry, the 2024 team, the 2025 team, I didn't have that feeling. The 2025 team, a lot of the times, if they got down early, it just was like almost time to turn the game off. They did not have that killer instinct. I thought last year's team did. I thought 2024 was a team that could go out there and win a World Series. But I didn't really think it was like, oh, this is the year. Like, this is like, you didn't, it didn't have that. You didn't have any, like, there wasn't a lot of special moments. It wasn't like a super exciting season. I mean, it was a good, competitive year. Which, to me, I'm not going to complain about that. That's better than what this used to be, right? But at the same time, it's now time for them to win in the postseason. So we talked about that part. Now, in terms of the killer instinct, Frank, when you watch the games this year, this is what they admitted. They admitted they didn't think they had that killer instinct. When watching the 2025 Padres, would you say they had a killer instinct?
No. No, I haven't felt that way about this team in a couple of years. They have had a serious lack of killer instinct. They've not been able to put games away. Even when they went to the NLCS, there was a very... It did not feel like this team is out there to fight for all nine innings. It felt like once they got down, it was more or less over. They haven't had that killer instinct for a while, in my opinion.
And you should be able to, and people are like blaming the philosophy. I mean, the philosophy of grinding out at bats and passing the baton is relentless if you apply it and you go through it. I mean, but the I don't think they have that killer instinct. I've seen baseball teams that play this style of baseball. The seeing a lot of pitches, fouling things up. You know who plays like this? The Dodgers would always play like this. The difference is they still hit the ball over the fence. You can play like this and still have slug. It's not I don't know how much of it is a philosophy thing as more of a players need to go out there and play thing. The grinding out at bats works in the playoffs. You also you can't just like be against hitting the ball over the fence. It's taking advantage of mistakes. The Padres, here's why this thing didn't work. The Padres didn't have anybody that took advantage of mistakes, Frank. It wasn't any.
No. And that was the most frustrating part. And again, I said it so many times this year. so frustrating watching a group of players insist on playing below their capability. And that is what they did all year long. Mm-hmm. Forget about approach. Forget about what you're trying to do. You don't need to be told by a hitting coach, runner on third base with less than two outs, put the ball in the air. That's just baseball. That's just something you know that you have to do. You don't need to be told that. And how many times did we see them have runners on third, second and third, nobody out, one out, and not be able to get that runner in? Multiple chances with whatever part of the lineup came up. It didn't have to be just the top, didn't have to be just the bottom, any part of the lineup. How many times did they fail in those situations this year?
So many times.
Yes.
So many times. Especially
in a postseason when it killed you.
I've watched teams, again, as I mentioned, have this philosophy of offense, of grinding out at bats and getting guys over and passing the baton, and then they get a mistake and they hammer it, and there's a crooked number on the board. They have to be able to execute. That killer. It just felt like the entire season. Maybe I'm wrong saying this. This is what I feel. I'm going to tell you guys how I feel all the time. I thought the Padres in 2025 they played like it was good enough. Like, it just seemed like it was good enough. Not like focusing on, we need to play our style of baseball, and our style is always going to be up here. But it was like, we're going to play just good enough to beat the team that's in front of us, or just good enough to potentially make the play. It just seemed like just good enough. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah.
And they admitted it by saying they don't have the killer instinct. That tells me that it was just kind of good enough the entire season. I'm just going off of what they said in the clubhouse.
It's not good enough to just play to win. There are times where, you kind of do have to play to embarrass your opponent. And the Padres just never did that. There was no sense. There was a lot of sense of, all right, we got a lead, let's cruise. There was a lot of sense of, as we're three or four runs behind, let's just kind of wrap it up for the night. We'll go out and get them tomorrow. Winning games that you come from behind, adding on to make sure you don't have guys like Jason Adam and Adrian Morahone having 50 appearances by the time the All-Star break rolls around. That's stuff that winning teams do. You cannot be content with just winning. You have to put your best foot forward every single night. And sometimes you're going to lose when you put your best foot forward. That's just the way it is. Said it all year long. You are going to accidentally win games every now and again. You're going to lose games every now and again. This is just, it's been this team ever since. Say this most recent run of 2019, where we've got success, it's good enough for right now. There's no sense of urgency for more.
Correct. They have graduated from just making the playoffs is good enough. It's time to start winning in the playoffs. And I think that's it. I think it's part of the deal. I think it's part of the process of advancing here. I mean, it's not making the playoffs 4 out of the last 6 years is great. But now the fans are going to want more. And that's exactly right. And they should want more. Just making the playoffs is fine. That's great. It's better than it was. Needs to be a little bit better. So where do we go from here? And we're going to talk about it. And again, people are like, I hope we're talking. We're going to talk about non-Padre stuff too later on in the show. We got a lot of NFL stuff to get to. We got college football to get to. I mean, there's a lot of other things going on in sports right now. Throughout sports, we'll get you a recap of the high school football week from last week as well. We'll get to your phone calls in the next hour. Juan in Oceanside, Kevin in Chula Vista, we're going to get to you in the 11 o'clock hour. But where do you go from here? I mean, to me, I don't think there needs to be wholesale changes. I don't think there needs to be wholesale changes. You keeping Mike Schilt, fine. They can win with Mike Schilt. For back-to-back years, they have won 90 games that have made the playoffs with Mike Schilt. I don't know. I don't think changing him is going to change anything. AJ Preller's contract's up in 2026. At the end of 2026, they should give that guy an extension. Everybody did their part. Players need to go out there and play. We'll answer what you do from here and time to look at some of the offseason questions in the next hour. Braden Suprenet Show, San Antonio Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.